This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Durante. And here's Bing Crosby himself. Why, Bing, your voice is as clear as a bell tonight.
Oh, the phone, Ken. I'll get it.
Oh, I see.
Hello? Hello, Bing. This is Jimmy. I'm on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and the guy is selling me a $100 bill for $10.
How can he afford to sell you a $100 bill for $10?
He don't advertise.
Durante, you're elusive tonight. We haven't trapped you yet. But hurry over here, Jim, will you? The mere announcement of your arrival has created an anticipatory air throughout the entire studio.
Well, open the windows and I'll be right over.
Boys and girls, gather around me, little children, for Uncle Remus.
Where was you?
Gather round me, little children, before you go to bed. Just give me your attention, hear what I've got to say, and I'll tell you how the animals got that way.
How the animals got that way. How the animals got that way.
Well, the leopard's pappy got the gout from eating too much speckled trout. Mammy dreamed of polka dot, and that's how the leopard got his spot.
That's what Uncle Remus said.
That is.
That's what Uncle Remus said.
From speckled trout and polka dot, that's how the leopard got his spot. Brother Turtle, Brother Hare, they ran a race and I was there. The hare dropped in at Romeo's place, and that's how the turtle win that race.
The hare dropped in at Romeo's place
for a belt.
That's how the turtle win the race.
He saw his monkey friend a-swinging by his other end. He tried the same thing on a rail, and that's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's what Uncle Remus said.
That's what he's putting out.
Uncle Remus said. He tried the same thing on a rail, and that's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's all, little children. That's all, little children. Be good, little children, cause it's time to go to bed.
No more little children, no more little children.
Good night, little children, that's what Uncle Remus said.
Bouncy, Bing, very bouncy.
I
liked it. By the way, may I borrow the group to sing More, More, Tell Us More during my commercial tonight?
Oh, Cop, this is the big week. Baseball is busting out all over. Bats are cracking in the sandlot. The Pittsburgh Pirates are marauding in the Grapefruit League. People know they've got to have Philco radios to listen to the ball game, don't they?
Sure, Bing, but...
Don't drag it out. Get moving. Which Philco is it going to be tonight?
Well, any of them will do, Bing. Any Philco you buy is bound to be tops.
Get to the point, Ken. You've been telling us that the portable is a powerhouse.
Yes.
And the 12-01 is a new kind of a radio phonograph.
Well, sure, Bing. It gives you great radio for catching those ball games,
make
too.
Make up your mind. What are you going to say tonight?
Well, you just said it for me, Bing. 12-01 portable, no matter which Philco you buy, it's sure to be the finest for your money, because in back of even the smallest Philco table model are all the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer. That's why the Philco Laboratory is giving the new radio inventions first, like the 1201. And that's why you can't go wrong with any Philco. It's always the newest thing in radio, from Philco, the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a new tune, A Nightingale Can Sing the Blues. Should any astute observer of bird lore be looking for action, I will lay you 8-5 that no nightingale can sing it the way our own Peggy Lee does.
Why, Mr. Crosby, how you do go on.
Well, I'm basically poetic, you know. Really.
Got my feathers burned. Got my lesson learned. Guess what I was born to lose. Take it straight from me. Love is misery. Listen while I sing the blues. Ain't it a shame he had to go and grieve me? Some other dame has made him up and leave me. That's how it happened. A nightingale can sing the blues. I'll put it straight. He's got a 7 new birds. Gave me the gate. And now I'm just a bluebird. That's how it happened. A nightingale can sing the blues. He can take me and forsake me just as quick as that. When there's someone new in town, but I'm betting he'll be fretting for his old job back when his brand new lady love has let him down. You take my word, there ain't no use of preaching. I got a bird who is gonna get some teaching. Then he'll discover a nightingale can sing the blues.
Peg and eminently listenable. Well, here's Jimmy Durante swinging in on the wire. Here he comes. His first.
You've got to start off each day with a song.
Oh, sing it.
Now, even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music. It sounds like Dr. IQ has got a lady in the balcony.
That seems your very presence here is stimulating.
And Bingle, I'm glad to see you. I'd have been here sooner, only I couldn't get permission from Al Jolson.
I'll tell you what, Jim, we'll broadcast very softly tonight. Sotto voce, huh? Maybe Jolson won't hear us.
That's a bit sneaky, but as that great poet once said, sachez la peine.
Rimon.
However, Bing, if I'm not myself tonight, please forgive me.
You see? You simplified that pretty good, didn't you?
However, Bing, they had a big word in there.
Edit our script, please. Now, if you'll move slightly to the right, I'd like to present you to Peggy Lee.
Hello, Jimmy.
What a dish.
How do you do, Miss Lee? I'd like to invite you over to my house someday for a swim.
Oh, do you have a swimming pool?
I have two pools, one for rents and all. The other one is for my relative.
Very chic, very stylish idea, and so are you, Peggy.
You're right, Bing. Why, if she'd get a crew haircut, I'd be willing to forsake Gary Moore.
Fickle, I
what else can I be? What else can I be? The way they run me around that studio. What a day I had.
What transpired?
I spend a half an hour making love to Lana Turner, half an hour making love to Greer Garson, a half an hour making love to Rita Hayward. Then they gave me a half an hour for lunch, and then another half hour making love to Catherine Grayson, and then another half an hour for lunch.
I tell you, it's a fantastic waste of time.
Waste of time? Certainly. Who needs lunch? After that, I go home and make love to Tilly Glockenhassel.
Tilly Glockenhassel. Who's she?
My landlady. You don't want me to get thrown out of my room, do you?
Oh, they'll never do that. Why should they throw you out of your room?
Because every night I compose at the piano.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd forgotten about your creative side.
I'd always keep that in mind.
Sorry, I'm desolate.
Pull up an 8-bar rest, Mr. Bing, and I'll illustrate.
I tell you, the piano is all yours, James. I shall stand by for any and all breakage.
I was sitting at my piano the other day, but my mind was ill at ease.
They were coming to take it away that afternoon.
I was all by myself in a mellow mood, improvising symphonies. My right hand was playing Mozart's Minuet, and at the same time, the left hand was playing Have a Banana from Carmen, and at the same time, my mouth was whistling a sextet from Luigini. And while all this was going on, what do you think my foot was doing? While keeping time, it was cracking walnuts.
She had to eat, too.
Then in the midst of my soliloquy, a strange feeling came over me. My right hand stopped playing. My left hand stopped playing. My mouth stopped whistling, and my foot stopped cracking the walnuts. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I found it. I found it. The lost card. That's it, the lost card. Wait a minute. I found the cord, Dalton. Find your own card. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost card.
It hasn't changed.
You know, it wasn't easy finding that lost cord. Working in my attic, I didn't sleep for days and days.
I'd have been in terrible shape if I hadn't slept nights.
Ladies and gentlemen, how I struggled. I worked my brain to the bone. First, I put an A flat with a B minor. Then I put a B minor with an F major. Then I put an F major with a B minor. Then I tried an E and a B and a B and a G and a G and an E and an E and a D and a B and a G and a G and an E. B and a G and a G and an E and a B and a G. What kind of a piano is this? No apostrophe. Soon my efforts bore fruit and I found it.
The lost chord.
Music lovers, do you realize what you're hearing? I'll play it again. What happened to it? That ain't the chord. Neither is that. Neither is that. I've lost the chord. A catastrophe. Lock the doors. Nobody leaves the joint until I find the chord. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down on the keyboard of this piano until the chord is returned. That's it. The lost chord. I found it by sitting on the piano keyboard. I'll try it again. Very strange. I usually play by ear. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great.
that's great. That's really, really a classic.
Stand by for a colossal idea. You and I are going to make a picture together.
You and I in a picture together? Well, that'll be the biggest thing since Lassie had pup.
Now, in this picture, Bing, I play the part of a chicken feeler in a public market.
Chicken feeler? I never heard of such a profession.
You've never lived. It's my job to stand near the poultry section. And when a rich woman comes in and refuses to get her white kid gloves dirty, I stick my hands in the cage and feel around for a plump pullet.
Have you got a part for me, Mr. Durante?
Peggy, your part calls for a considerable amount of singing. Therefore, you will have to undergo a bit of tutoring, and I should be most happy to toot you.
Whoever said you were a singing teacher, Jim?
My good man, if you would take time out to see my latest Metro-Golden-Mayer release that happened in Brooklyn, starring Frank Sinatra, Peter Lawford, Captain Grayson, and an unidentified man who was visiting the set that day, you'd know that I'm a great singer teacher.
You a teacher of voice? Who were some of your pupils?
Who were some of my pupils? Did you ever hear of John Charles Thomas?
Yes.
Did you ever hear of Madame Galacucci?
Yes.
Did you ever hear of Lawrence Melchior?
Yes.
Did you ever hear of Izzo Pinturu?
Sure. I know all those singers.
Well, have them contact me. I need some business. Anyway, Bing, when I teach my pupils, they learn one thing, that the song has got to come from the heart.
What do you mean?
Please. Pay close attention.
I'm all ears.
Now take Caruso. What made him the singer of the age?
His voice.
That helped, but it was really his heart. Melchior. What puts him over on the stage?
His voice?
You're a very difficult pupil. You don't understand. It's heart that made them all. It's the difference between the big and the small.
Beautiful note.
Why, if they hadn't have cut off my curls when I was a kid, I'd have been another Lily Pons. I'd have been a lily anyway.
Oh, that's a lovely thing. It's quality, yeah.
You'll notice that nudist charm. Culture. Residence. But most of all, it is hot. And that's why I say, it doesn't have to be witty or smart, just as long as it comes from the heart. It doesn't have to be classic or rock, just as long as it comes from the heart. Stop that music. Stop that music. You know, Bing, last year the kids at school asked me to sing at their graduation exercises, which I did. But I made a horrible mistake. I didn't sing from the heart. I sang from the nose.
How did it sound?
I don't know. The note hasn't come out yet. Just make up your mind from the start that the song has got to come from the heart. I guess I'll have to arrange a concert tour for that guy. Straight my print, I'll continue further. Harlem was the moure dite modeshote tendre. Spanish.
Now, Jim, that's French.
How do you like that? I sing French, too. It's not very tough, Bing. Try and follow me in this next one. Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chichonia.
Good. Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Marvelous. Oh, Chigatia.
Oh, Chigutia.
I said Gatia.
I was ad-libbing.
Please ad-lib on your own time.
Epikrasnia.
Epikrasnia.
Kaka Blue Fox.
Kaka Blue Fox.
Louis
Bus. Is that from the heart?
No, that's from the stomach.
But you can't restrict me in these things.
You gotta have a lot of scope.
Cock-a-blue-y-bus.
Blue-y-bus.
That's from the heart.
Hey!
On opening night, your name in light. Why, we won't stop till we reach the top. We'll order our meals now on top.
That's expensive if
the song comes from the heart.
We'll be tremendous
if the song comes from the heart. They'll holler bravo if the song comes from the heart.
Thank you, Jim. Oh, you're powerful tonight, Jim. That was great.
Thanks, Bing. Bing, just running through that one number with me, I noticed you're singing better. You got nothing to worry about if you stick with me.
Well, Jimmy, right here, I'm supposed to sing a song with Peggy Lee.
Well, due to my deep affection for Peggy, I acquiesce. Very seldom them riders can stick me.
They'll just syllabize it for you. You got it.
But I'll stand close by to whisper things in your ear.
Mine?
Don't be so conceited. Peggy's.
Yeah, if you do. Go ahead, John.
Keep on the nagging and bully ragging and criticizing and call me pison. I ain't apologizing, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wish? Does you do them? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't. When there's any work into it, I'm the one who's got to do it. When it's raining, who's the fella? Uses up the whole umbrella. Selfish as a man can be.
No matter what you say, I still suit me.
You don't make money.
Yes, I know that, honey.
I never see none.
I have news for you. Ain't gonna be none. But that don't worry me none, no siree.
Shiftless, lifeless, no good.
No matter what you say, I still suit me.
I may be no good.
No good for for you're good.
I may be lifeless,
but with one wife less, my life would be more strifeless, yes, sirree. And furthermore, no matter what you say, I still suit me.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wish? Does you do the... No, you don't. Well, you do them. No, you won't. Always imitating me, always aggravating me. And then in spite of everything, in spite of all the grief you bring, expecting me to love you true.
No matter what you say, I think you do.
I know I do.
Yeah, now look out.
I still suits me. Ken, what suits you?
Well, you know, Bing, a new Philco radio. And no wonder it suits you. Your 1947 Philco is new from the inside out. Not just a facelifting job, but scores of vital improvements in power and performance, including brand new inventions from the Philco laboratories. For instance, listen to the new brilliance and sparkle of your records when you play them over Philco's patented dynamic reproducer. This new tone arm is the same costly type used by the best broadcasting studios. And now Philco puts it on your home radio for the first time. And it's the same story when it comes to FM. Philco gives you a radically new FM system with the first true FM detector ever invented. A thrilling new experience in radio listening. Right on down the line, all the new Philcos are like that. Because behind every one of them are the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
For the Irish department, they have a number this year that's literally sweeping the country. Good old Glacamora.
How are things in Glacamora? Oh, that little brook still leaping there. Does it still run down to Donegal through Killybeg, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way and each lass who comes a-sighing to relay,
practically it for now. And before shutting off, I'd like to remind you that this is National Boys Week. Every American should be interested in this great national organization that provides inspiration guidance, and instruction to American boys. If you're interested in a boys' club for your community, drop a postcard to Boys Clubs of America, New York 16, New York.
Boys Club?
Yeah.
Slipping in a personal plug there, ain't you, Bingo?
What do you mean, Jimmy?
Well, that ain't exactly a sorority house you live in.
Seriously, Jimmy, I do want to thank you and your sponsor, the Rectal Drug Company, for your appearance here tonight.
Think nothing of it, Bing. Good night, Bing's Day.
Good night, Jim's Day. See you later.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Les Paul and Burl Ives. Jimmy Durante appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Sea of Grass. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.